You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
All right, another blunder-filled day for Kamala Harris during an event.
Will you all please stand as she enters the room? You can clap.
Please clap.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
For reversing the deregulation that happened on his watch. I heard him say he had nothing to do with it, even though it was in his administration.
The wheel bearing failed on car number 23. So even with ECP brakes, the derailment would have occurred.
On the list of family to me, I said my Divine Nine family. There were people looking at each other, what's Divine Nine? And I thought to myself, you about to find out.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're telling you last night about the bills that were run up that have been unpaid by Jim Lyons. Once we get rid of Jim Lyons,
I'm glad it's over.
You'll never hear me mention him again. Well, we're going to mention him a few more times as it goes forward. I stand corrected for what I said. So we mentioned some of the people that got ripped off by Jim Lyons, left with unpaid bills. There's $600,000 in unpaid bills, and some of the worst offenses were that he was taking money from candidates for mailings, and the candidates give the money to the state committee because the state committee as a nonprofit gets a lower bulk mail rate from the U.S. Postal Service. You can save literally thousands of dollars in any kind of race, state rep in a county race, you can save even more money. So traditionally, down through the generations, never had a problem before. The state committee would get the money from the candidates, pay the postal service, and pay the printers, and the mailings would go out, Democrat or Republican. There was never a problem. This was routine stuff. Jim Lyons gets in there, and he's taking money from the candidates, and then not sending the money to the printers, stiffing the printers. And he stiffed at least six or seven printers and left them holding the bag. Some of them had done business with various candidates for a long time, multiple campaigns. And then they expected to get the money, and some of them still haven't gotten the money. There is some of them, one guy is due $32,000, another guy is due $7,000. Another Curry printing is due a lot of money, but one of the printers that got burned and was owed a lot of money was the printer for Tom Hodgson, the sheriff of Bristol County. He'd been the sheriff for 26 years. Unfortunately, he was defeated by a George Soros-backed candidate in the election, and on top of it's bad enough he loses to this nut, because there's such a weak candidate at the top of the Republican ticket, Jeff DoorDash Deal. But then he finds out that his printer hasn't been paid. And I just wanted to have Tom Hodgson on to explain how this thing works, because it's really outrageous what happened. And first of all, Tom Hodgson, the sheriff, I hope you're adjusting to life afterwards, but we're all very sorry. Those of us who live in Bristol County and people like me who don't live in Bristol County, we're all very sorry you lost.
Well, Howie, thank you. Thanks for having me on. This was a disappointing loss, but I would tell you, I'll be pivoting on to continue doing what I was doing to try to advance what I think is so important for this country, is to stand up for the rule of law and sure that we're moving things forward in a responsible way. But to your point about what's happened in this whole debacle of a situation with Jim Lyons and the Republican Party, I have never been more disappointed or frustrated with regards to the whole approach to this last election in regards to the GOP in Massachusetts. I mean, we invested, I think it was somewhere close to $60,000 into a mailing. We received a notification after the election that there was 40-some-odd thousand that had not been paid. We sent a notification to the GOP in Massachusetts, to Jim Lyons, and said, you know, our printer's telling us they're not being paid, and they said it's not your problem. That's our problem, and it's not anything you need to be worried about. Well, when we give our word to something, that matters.
Right.
And to have them say it didn't matter, it was not in our purview to deal with it, really was, I think, so frustrating. And it really was something that was so upsetting to us that it could not have been resolved the way it should have been after we paid the money.
These aren't matching funds either, are they? This is money you raised, and you sent it to the committee, and then Jim Lyons was supposed to be like a teller at a bank and just deposit the money and send it to the printer, and instead he basically absconded with the money.
Well, that's the question. Where is the money? Why didn't it get paid directly to those people and those vendors? I mean, that's the ultimate question. And, you know, to be honest with you, Howie, I've never been more frustrated with how the GOP has, under his leadership, has failed to really represent candidates, the people who are out there that are doing the right things, that are putting their time, their effort, their money into things, and then to have it somehow absconded to something different is really upsetting. And it really, I think, for a lot of people that want to run for office, they go, why would I want to be involved in something like that? And it's very, very sad.
Well, you know, he was planning to run for re-election. My understanding was he was paying out this money that he owed these people, these printers, all of them, not just your printer, but all the other ones, in dribs and drabs. And like, for instance, he thought he was going to have the election and be re-elected as chairman on January 3rd. So he said, I'll pay you by January 3rd to keep everybody's mouth shut. Correct? Stop me when I'm wrong here with what I'm saying. And so then he pays him a little bit on January 3rd, but he realizes he doesn't have the votes to get reelected, so he decides to postpone the election until January 31st, which is the last day he can have it, you know, under the bylaws of the state committee. And then he pays them a little bit more so that they don't go to the press or the treasurer. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the modus operandi, sadly, for this chairman, that it was all about, really about him, and that's why we're in the situation we're in. Sadly, for the GOP in Massachusetts, it was all about how do I make this work for me. When you're a leader in a party, it isn't about you. It's about bringing everybody else together and unifying them. If they have difference of opinions, you figure that out. But you do not manipulate things to your benefit as a chairman. You were given the privilege and honor to serve as a chairman. Your responsibility, much like in public office, is to do the right thing for the mission of the organization, not for yourself. And sadly, that's what, unfortunately, the chairman was all about. It was all about how do I leverage, how do I get what I want to take care of myself instead of the people you were elected to represent. And that's why we're in the situation we're in. It's very, very sad. And I'm so disappointed and frustrated about how this happened.
And again, you know, you lost a race that, you know, under normal circumstances, you would have won. But there was just such a vacuum at the top of the ticket, a vacuum in organization at the state level. And then on top of everything else, they took your money and didn't pay the people who trusted you. I mean, it's salt in the wound, wasn't it?
You know, God bless you, Howie, for being honest and being able to raise this issue, because it's so important for everybody to see what really happened. You know, pull the curtain back and take a look at it. This is really what's gone on. And this is not what we're about. It's not what we should be about. And they basically, you know, embarrassed the candidates by not paying the bills they were supposed to pay. And we made commitments to people that we were going to make sure that things got taken care of. And then suddenly, we're 600,000 that we're short in not being paying bills? I mean, are you kidding me? Who does that?
He stiffed some of his own candidates' printers. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
Well, but what does that say? What does that say, Howie? That basically says it isn't about the candidates or anybody else. It's about me, and that is not what leadership's about. Leadership's about everybody else. It's about when you're given a chance to serve, you step up, and you do what's right for the people that you represent, not yourself. And if you're too insecure, whatever your issues are, that you know you feel somebody's attacked you, this or that, you don't belong in that position. You got to have thick skin. You got to do the right thing for the people that elected you to take care of the mission that you were supposed to take care of. And that didn't happen with this chairman, unfortunately. I feel bad to say that, but it's the truth.
And now he's organizing to return. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's not going to happen. I can tell you that right now. And if that will not happen, and I'm going to be involved in every step of the way to make sure that we rebuild this party and reestablish the credibility that belongs in the Republican Party in Massachusetts and give people a chance to see that you can be part of something, you can have different opinions. But the bottom line is, in the end, let's stick with what's right for the people that we represent. And Jim Lyons will not be part of that. It's not going to happen.
And he says anyone who opposes him is a rhino. This guy ran as a Democrat in 1984 when Fritz Mondale was at the top of the ticket against Ronald Reagan. But he's accusing other people of being impure Republicans.
Well, Howie, I was the lead Republican in Massachusetts when Charlie Baker decided not to run again. And look, I had people even in my election, Republicans, that were coming out calling me a rhino of all people, a rhino, right? And this was all, it really sort of made clear that there was a divisiveness that never should have happened in our party, but clearly was there because of the leadership we had, and that should never, ever have happened.
Do you want to say something?
Great leaders don't do that.
One last thing, Sheriff Hodgson, do you want to say anything directly to Jim Lyons?
Yeah, I think Jim Lyons at this point should step back and just go into retirement and do whatever he's going to do. He didn't do what he should have done as the chairman of the party, and it's time now to let the leadership, Amy Carnevale, and the others take over and move this party forward. The people of Massachusetts deserve far better, and so does the Republican Party.
All right, Sheriff Hodge, and again, we're really already missing you as a sheriff and doing the right thing and speaking up for the citizens and the taxpayers, the American citizens and the legal aliens in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We miss you, and we look forward to working with you. Go ahead.
Howie, let me just say this. Let me just say this last quick thing, which is thank you, because the one thing we do have is you, and God bless you. Because you are carrying forward, or I think what most of America wants right now, and that is accountability for people in government, responsibility to take care of their issues. God bless you, Howie, for everything you're doing, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on with you tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too, Tom Hodgson, former sheriff of Bristol County. 844-500-4242. Now's the time to plan outdoor summer fun for your kids or grandkids. Slavinsky Camps offer the very best of the traditional summer camp experience. Situated on Panther Pond in Maine, Slavinsky Camps give kids lots of outdoor, old-fashioned summer fun. I can remember summers as a kid playing outside in the fresh air all day long. I was on Casco Bay, but you know, the Slavinsky camps is on a lake, a beautiful pond, Panther Pond. It was so much fun as a kid playing outside in the fresh air all day long. One-week sessions at the Slavinsky camps are filled with swimming, dodgeball, capture the flag, paddling, and yes, table manners. Campers have fun the way we all used to have, playing outside. Daily activities include sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, arts and crafts, and my favorite, how to defend yourself with Nerf weapons. How much fun is that, right? Nightly campfires at Slavinsky camps include fun competitions and singing, as well as old-school education about self-reliance and mental toughness. No wokeness at Slavinsky camps, ever. Learn more about a traditional summer camp at slavinskycamps.com. Plan now to give your kids that healthy, fun experience of traditional summer camp in Maine. Learn more at slavinskycamps.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said, self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
HelloFresh delivers tasty recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. And now they offer 40 weekly recipes to choose from for more choices than ever before. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Joe Biden the worst president in U.S. history? Of course, what about Obama or Lyndon Johnson, Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, or Jimmy Carter? I know he's sick, but still.
I'm voting, of course. It's got to be Brandon.
88% say Joe Biden, 8% say Obama, and 2% say Lyndon Johnson or Jimmy Carter.
Okay, and you can continue to vote and go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
Don't click on store. Just go to HowieCarshow.com.
Excuse me. Don't click on store. Click on store to buy some of our great deals, though. 774 says, Hi, Howie. Last Friday of the month, very disappointed you didn't have Dr. Vet on. That's a great, really good and fast hour when he's your guest. So interesting, all the stories, and I learned so much. We forgot. I'm sorry. We forgot, and we will have Dr. Matt on next Thursday. And by the time we remembered, we'd already booked some Tom Hodgson and other guests for tonight. I apologize, but we will have Dr. Matt on next Thursday night. 844-500-4242. 508 says, Jim Lyons, how can we miss you when you won't go away? 603, why did Jim Lyons stiff all those business people? Who does he think he is, a Kennedy? Well, he did used to be a Democrat. 978, I'm not understanding how this happened. Any political campaign that I've been associated with has had its own funds and paid its own bills. How did the GOP get its hot little hands on Hodgson's funds? This is ridiculous. Again, as a nonprofit, the state committee, Democrat or Republican, or the town committees even, have a nonprofit status, so they can get a lower bulk rate for mailings. So what happens is the candidate raises the money, gets a mailer, but then has the state committee or the town committee or city committee pay for the printing and pay the U.S. Postal Service. But Hodgson gave the state committee a check for $60,000, as he always does when he runs for re-election, to pay. And all these other candidates did the same thing. And instead, Jim Lyons took the money and stiffed the printers and slowly paid out the money, but he still owes them over probably $100,000. It was not the state committee's money. It was the candidate's money. Tom Hodgson was not the only one who got ripped off here. They're going to get paid. The printers are going to get paid. they'll be made whole. But, you know, Sheriff Hodgson's right. Where did the money go? We don't know where it went. 844-860 says Jim Jones Lions would make Al Capone blush. We'll be right back and we'll take your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 says the Republican State Committee appears to operate on state house rules. Nothing on the level. Everything is a deal. No deal. Too small. Only spells deal. D-I-E-H-L. That is an old saying from the state house. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. Been reading your column since I was 18. Just curious. I might have missed it. I listened to you quite a bit. But Mike Pence coming out of the gate with Social Security is unable to continue in the wake of that we're bolstering Ukraine's pensions.
I know.
Like a no-brainer. Well, I mean, I haven't heard you respond to that. I might have missed it, like I said. But, I mean, he's dead in the water. He's Lusitania at this point.
I know. They always say Social Security, and you could add Medicare to that, is the third rail of American politics. And, you know, if I were running for president, I'd say we're not going to touch it either, just like Trump has said, just like Biden has said. But, you know, there is a big problem, Paul, and I don't know what the solution is. We talked about it earlier. There was a piece in the New York Times by a conservative, of all things, and he was talking about how the way things are going, within 30 years, there's going to be, with interest and the deficits run by Social Security and Medicare, there's going to be $117 trillion added to the deficit. $117 trillion. I don't know what the answer is, Paul, but Pence was going nowhere anyway, though. I mean, why aren't these people, none of these people are seem to be raising money. You know, it's one thing to, you know, do like Tim Scott did, go out to Iowa and make a speech, you know, or go on Fox or CNN or Newsmax. But, I mean, you got to be raising money. I mean, that's what Trump was doing last night. That's what DeSantis is doing tonight for the next 3 days, a little bit down the road. I mean, you got to be taking money. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 339. As bad as a candidate as Deal was, do you think Lyon screwed him too? Well, there's a question, who's going to pay this $400,000 in outstanding bills from the ad guy, Mittman, who, had his picture taken with Joe Biden and John Kerry. He's a big Democrat donor, so's his wife. And there's a question, who's going to be on the hook for those $400,000 in unpaid bills? And if the state committee can get out from under it, he's going to probably... That's money that was spent on Jeff Deal's doomed campaign. When he wasn't even campaigning, they're buying him TV ads. So if Deal gets stuck having to pay $300,000, $400,000, what's he going to do? He doesn't have any money. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Howie. He probably took the money. He was going to sue people. He took the money, gave it to his law firm. Do we cheat him and how?
Some of the money from the Question 4 fundraising to stop illegals from getting driver's license, he gave $17,000 to his lawyer, David Carr, no relation. And he said it was for filing all the documents that were necessary. But I mentioned last night the question to stop the automatic gas tax increases in 2014. You know how much they spent on legal expenses to get onto the ballot, Zebra? Zero. Zero.
That's got to be illegal. I mean, isn't there a campaign financing or breach of contract? I mean, it was operating a certain way, and then everyone had an understanding that it was going to operate away and that way. So he absconded with the money the way it usually is done. Isn't that illegal?
I don't know what the situation is. He's also got problems. He's prohibited from colluding with independent expenditure PACs, political action committees. The state regulatory agency told him in a letter, we printed the letter, I texted the letter out from the state regulatory commission saying, you can't collaborate with an independent PAC. But he was trying, we have the emails to prove he was trying to get the independent, one of his independent PACs to pay for the investigation of Mara Healey's sex life. So he got a letter, he knew what the law was, and then he just said, he told the private detective, I'm going to have the independent PAC pay you. We've got those letters, those emails, and so does the state regulatory agency. He's got some problems, Zebra.
I imagine Mara Healey is probably sharpening up the pencil on signing him away. he did that in the wrong state. I don't know where he's going to run and hide to, but he better not come up to New Hampshire.
He's been up in New Hampshire before, Zebra. You better tell the state police, Bolo. He may try to go up there again. He's a little close to the border, too close for comfort for you guys. It's not going to be up to Mara Healey now. It's going to be up to Andrea Campbell, the new attorney general. And she's got a couple of cases. She's got another case involving a state senator from Worcester that they've been looking at with moving money around.
Why would they write him up, though? He's working in their favor.
You know, he really is. I don't know. I mean, I said last night, if the Democrats really wanted to reward, a secret agent couldn't have done more to hurt the Republican Party than Jim Jones Lyons and Jeff Deal did. And they really deserve Profiles in Courage awards for just screwing the Republican Party. Was a viable operation for 160 years in Massachusetts. It took Jim Jones Lyons 4 years to burn it to the ground. Burn it to the ground. All right. Thanks for the call. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Hey, Mr. Garcia, were your ears burning earlier today? We were talking about you. A guy got arrested for jaywalking.
Oh, yeah. You remember that. It's already 2 years. I want to ask you a question. Joe, compare Jimmy Carter. People say Jimmy Carter was the worst president. I don't think so. Joe.
They used to say that. They used to say that, Mr. Garcia.
But Jimmy Carter never had the family corrupt. I never see his son corrupt or his daughter. Any family no corrupt. And
well, Billy, his brother Billy had a drinking problem, but he wasn't really corrupt. He was just a goofball.
Yes. But it was a wonderful family. I wish them the best and the family, and we're going to keep the prayer, Jimmy Carter. And yeah, Joe is the worst president we have. It's terrible.
I know. You know, the only thing is, Mr. Garcia, you know, there's an old saying, and I think it's true, history is written by the victors. So if they win and they succeed in destroying the United States of America, then he's not going to be the worst president. But if reality intervenes and we can stop the Democrats from wrecking the country, from the fundamental transformation of America, maybe the truth will come out to the generations to come that he was the worst president. Let's hope he's the worst president. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. 844-5. Like I said, Joe Pesci is going to be sentenced on Monday. The drug dealer from the North Shore, he was the lieutenant for Fats Caruso. They were both big guys, big boys, you might say. Large mounds of round, both of them. And so the sentencing is going to take place, and the new defense that they've come up with, they just filed a bunch of documents. I'm holding them up right now, or a bunch of text messages between the two guys. And this is just a tease. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a tease because we've been talking about McDonald's all day. And what the lawyer for Joe Pesci is now going to say that, okay, Joe Pesci was a big guy on the internet. He amused people. He was a great comedian. You know, he could have had a career in showbiz. Maybe he still can.
Oh, that's quite the tease.
He could listen. Anyway, he has. They've got these texts, and it's basically Fats Caruso ordering Yo Pesci around. And one of the things
Didn't you send me a copy of this? We could have done Masterpiece Theater.
We could do it on Monday.
I think that'd be the best thing to do.
Well, now that I've teased it, though, I have to give you a little bit of it. So this is at 4:48 a.m. on June 27th, 2021. This is Fats Caruso. Can you get us food? Yo Pesci responds, "Already did, bro. I got you 2 sausage McMuffins, 2 McGriddles, and 4 hash browns." Now, I came up with about 2,500 calories, but someone else ran them for me, and they said that's 5,200 calories. That's a pretty large meal, isn't it? Right before you go to sleep
at night.
We got
plenty of them things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to criminalize myself. We got plenty of them things.
Then at one point he says, "Ketchup, did you get me Diet Coke?"
We got plenty of them things. You know what I'm
I'll go back in line and grab it. Yo! Okay, we'll have more. We'll have more as we go through. 844-500-4242.
Oh, that's quite the tease.
Come on. Remember the case in New York City last year? There was a guy in a bodega. He was the Dominican, and he was just an older guy with a beard. And the guy came in and just decided to rob him. And then he brought his girlfriend back, and they jumped him, and they were stabbing him. And he ended up stabbing, and the guy with the beard, the old guy, ended up stabbing the ex-con to death. But his girlfriend, the ex-con's girlfriend, stabbed him, and he ended up in the hospital. And you know where they took him from the hospital? The guy who had defended himself and stabbed this thug to death? They took him to Rikers Island. Rikers Island. So guess what he's now doing? He's suing the city of New York for locking him up for self-defending against this thug who was trying to kill him. And he got an infection at Rikers Island on his stab wound. So that's good news, I think. There are frivolous lawsuits, and then there are not frivolous lawsuits. Suit over arrest and bodega killing. 844-500-4242. Do you love spending all that time in long checkout lines, especially with a storm coming and the temperature dropping the way it is tonight? You don't want to deal with any kind of lines anywhere these days. I didn't think so. Get HelloFresh's chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your door instead, and skip the trip to the grocery store so you can spend more time doing the things you love. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, their most choices ever. From fit and wholesome to family-friendly and quick and easy, you'll find something even the pickiest eaters will enjoy.
We just ordered a box for the staff here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, and I made sure to include the Falafel Power Bowl, so I'll be able to tell everybody how great it is.
All right, and Patrice just ordered. She got prosciutto and Italian cheese roll-ups and a double on the penne with pork meatballs. Do you get any Italian stuff, Taylor?
I don't think I got any Italian stuff, no. But there were plenty of other options that sounded just as good. That sounds like quite a hearty meal, Patrice.
From fit and wholesome to family-friendly and quick and easy, you'll find something even the pickiest eaters will enjoy. Eat well and save money with HelloFresh.
If Pesci had HelloFresh, he wouldn't have to go on these McDonald's runs for Fats Caruso.
And you know what? These meals come
with everything
nutritious,
you need. Yeah.
And they're not 5,200 calories
you
either.
Fats wouldn't have been texting Yo Pesci, "Did you pick up the paprika? I don't have any." No, we got plenty of them things.
And his name wouldn't have been Fats. It would have been Trim Caruso. Eat well and save money with HelloFresh, and you can be Trim Caruso. HelloFresh is cheaper than groceries and pre-portioned ingredients cut back on waste. Skip meal planning with convenient fresh delivery. Sign up today for 62% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
(844) 500-4242 And again, we'll have Dr. Matt DeVette on next Thursday night in the final hour of the show. A couple of people are mentioning on the text line, what is it with these fat people, these slobs ordering all that food and get Diet Coke like the Diet Coke? I know. Isn't that always the case? They like it's going to equal out 5,200 calories to get a Diet Coke. 844-500.
I was like, yes!
Taylor, I think Monday maybe we should cut up a few more, some new Joe Pesci's to wish him well on his new adventure in the Bureau of Prisons, Gulag.
He's not really putting out any new material.
Well, we got some. We didn't use all the material, did we?
We got plenty of them things, you know?
Yeah, we got plenty of them things. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes, Howie. Where were you, though, when all this was happening? I'm no fan of Lyons, but, geez, I mean, you were sort of propping him, deal up and him up, and then after they lose, you're piling on.
No, I backed away from him when I saw what was going on. When I saw they weren't doing anything, I backed away.
You never said anything about it. You never wrote anything about it.
I beg to disagree. I did write a lot of stuff about it. They were after me.
It's easy to do. Well, and as far as the sex,
wait a second. Why are you disappointed in me? I've done more to expose this. I've done more to expose this than anybody else.
I mean, you had this Delby on. Is he a buddy of yours or something? I mean, that's all you're doing is piling on. The guy lost, all right? He's a loser.
Wait. He's a loser. He wrecked the party. Do you think it's okay to stiff all these printers? To stiff Mechanics Hall? To stiff all the media buys? Is that okay with you to stiff to just walk away? He took 60,000 of Sheriff Hodgson's money and didn't pay the vendors. Is that okay with you?
Were you asleep at the switch?
I was asleep. How do I know what's being paid out? As soon as I knew about it, I've busted more of these stories. I'm the one who busted the story about how he was investigating Mara Healy's sex life by moving bills around that are in an illegal fashion. Who busted that story, Nick? Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, that wasn't his sex life. That's an inappropriate relationship that he was having with her. Come on. Yeah,
who was having?
Lady. Oh, on. She was.
Well, you don't even know. You don't even know that, Nick. You don't even know what was going on, do you?
Report on it.
A rumor. There's never been any evidence of that, Nick. You have to anybody who's responsible tries to make sure that they can prove something. He didn't prove anything. They never came up with a shred of evidence. They just had gossip, and he's going around spreading it, and he's violating the law apparently to finance this operation to find out this information, and he's left the party six. He had 700,000 in the bank account when he took over. Now the party is $600,000 in debt. He stiffed all these people, and Nick is defending him. You must have some more Kool-Aid, Nick. I'm Howie Carr.
Waiting for tonight.